This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the country's military leaders. He called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of the elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to a democracy and the rule of law. The situation also represents a rare policy alignment between Biden's fellow Democrats and top Republicans in Congress as they joined in denouncing the coup and called for consequences. The man installed by army leaders as Myanmar's new president after Monday's military coup is best known abroad for his role in the crackdown on 2007 pro-democracy protest. Myint Swei was the army-appointed vice president who was elevated after the military arrested civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of her party and declared a one-year state of emergency. But why he is president, the real power lies with the country's top military commander, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. He has been commander of the armed forces since 2011 and is due to retire soon. That would clear the way for him to take a civilian leadership role if the junta holds elections as promised. The deadliest month of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States has drawn close to a close with certain signs of progress. That's COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations plummeting while vaccinations are picking up speed. The question is whether the nation can stay ahead of the fast-spreading mutations of the virus.